So we've got here, is a tissue around? Yeah, I've got a tissue.
I'll give you a tissue.
No, it's fine, so
I've got a tissue.
It's fine. I just wanted to do a bit of a live demonstration here. Right. So, the Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows. Shulchan Aruch tells us there's such a thing called Pasavot B'Kisnin. Pasavot B'Kisnin. There are three categories. What does Passover B'Kisnin, as we know, Passover B'Kisnin generally, on bread we make a moitzi, but because that's a meal type food, whereas on Passover B'Kisnin, most says you make a mezonos diet. So I'm not getting into about Shia Kavir Suda and that Indian, we're not going to get carried away with that. We're just going to talk about what is Passover B'Kisnin. First of all, what is Passover B'Kisnin? So the Mechaber brings us three different shittas. One shitta is Yesh Mefarshim Pashosi Kamin Kisim Shemamale Moisim Devash Oisuka VeGoizim Moshkeidim Metavlin. What is it? It's like a pocket that you fill it up with sugar or honey, nuts, etc., etc. What would we call that in our language? We would call that a rugel. Right, it could be it's regular dough, but it's got a filling, which has got chocolate filling. Right? That is what we call mamula. That is the shitta of the Rashba. Next shitta is Vyeshim Shi Isa She'iruv Bod Dvash Oishemen. It's a dough that has got Dvash Oishemen, Oicholov, Yamini Tabim Afar, it's got sweeteners in the dough. So that we would call chocolate cake, right? Doesn't necessarily have a filling inside it, but the etzem dough is made from sweet things. The third shitta is v'yesh b'farshim shu pas beim mitzvahs beim mitzvahs shayisum meisum ka'ofim yiveishim b'koisum oyisum. It's like dry, and you have to chew it, which we'd call in our language a crack. It's something that you have to break, and you have to chew it in your mouth. Right? It's not something soft that you buy. So let's just go back to the, just for understanding of it, there are actually three shittas what this has to consist of. When the Rashba says that has to be, when the Rambam says, it has to be a sweet dough.
What's a sweet dough?
What does a sweet dough mean? So a sweet dough generally, what house dough made? Dough's made out of water and flour. Right? But says, the Mechaber told us that if it's got honey, oil, milk, etc. inside it, that's called, he says, you can taste the mixture inside the dough. Now, that's what the Mechaber says. So let's take on that word, use the word nika. It's recognizable. But the remark is on the remark says v'yeshem shazenik or pasgam. Just the fact that you can recognize it, the taste, he says that's called pasgam. Elim kein yeshvem harubet tavlin devash kaminim esikah shekoynech. It's got to have a lot of spices and honey sweeteners that you can. That is ikah. She says shekemat hadvash tavlin heimo ikah. That there's the honey and the tavlin are the ikah v'cheinahag. So let's understand shaynat. So the chayra. There's many shittas going on here. Pashas, we're saying the Rambam holds it's got to be a sweet dough. Now, what is the definition of a sweet dough? So we've seen that Mechaber tells us quite clearly a sweet dough is something that you recognize the sweets. Meaning, even if I were to have 20% with 20% of sweetness, margarine, oil, whatever it is, sugar, and 80% of water, okay. As long as I can feel some sweetness there, the Mechaber saying, that is considered ninosh. It's called ninosh, which means it's a sweet dough, and that's good enough. Now, for that reason, now it's a straw, the mashal, if I'm not mistaken, they have the three types of challahs. They have regular challah, they have chatzi matok, which means half sweet, and matok, a sweet challah. So even though L'chori might have very little ingredient, sweet ingredients in it, but because it has a bit of sweetness in it, you can taste a little bit of sweetness in it, the Sfadim won't have that for Lech HaMishnah. Because that's what the Mechaber says. Whereas the Ramah says, no. Ramah says it's got to be Sheh Kemat Tadvash Tav Mehimo Ikka. Not Nikka, but Ikka. What does it mean that it's Ikka? So some translate, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns is, I'll tell you how the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein b'tavash v'shemen v'cholok b'inon shiyeh ha-roiv mehen, or mi'etz mayim. It's got to be roiv, the ingredient, connected to water. Wherever you're putting in all the sweeteners in, shal yideze nirgash mehen atam har b'moyid. It's a very strong taste. Ad shal yideze hema ikka v'tam ha-isa tafel. In other words, it's not a taste of dough, it's a proper sweet taste. So for sure, according to what he's saying of it, that's definitely L'kol Alma, that is a Pasuk B'Kisdin, that is called a Nilosh. Whereas, according to this, I'll just throw this in, what Mishnah Berurah is saying here, there's going to be a strong taste, and it doesn't help the fact that it's got a percentage or whatever, he's saying a strong taste, it'll come out. The Mishnah Berurah does away with the Mazonos bread. The Nosh Shishim of the Mazonos bread. He's wiped off, made Mazonos bread. Because Mazonos bread, you taste it, some people will say, don't taste any difference. Happens to be, it's got 50, 60, 100% of raisin water, raisin juice in it, whatever it is. They'll say, I can't taste it. If you can't taste it, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't exist. It's bread.
Yeah.
However, what does the Velt rely on? There are other shittas that say, no, not necessarily, you've got to be a strong taste. You've got to be at least 51% when you're working out the water. If the water you use 100 milliliters, let's say, at least 51 milliliters has to be roiv of sweeteners, whether it's sugar, oil, margarine, etc., etc. That's the three shittas. Okay, so let's ask the following question. So we now have these three things in front of us. Now, we've just said three shittas, what each one holds. Okay. We've got called Nilosh, sweet dough. Memula, it's filled up, it's got a filling in it, a pocket. And a cracker. No. That about sweet and that very sweet, that's all about the shakti, about what's called Nilosh. Okay. So now, let's understand, we've got three shittas here. Do those three shittas hold of each other or not? Some poskim say, some of my mamotka, others want to say, that they all agree with each other. They all agree that all these three things are all pasuk b'kisdin. Only what's the machlokes and what they're all arguing about. The argument is when the Gemara talks about pasuk b'kisdin, what is this kisdin that the Gemara is talking about? So one wants to learn, kisdin means it's got a pocket to it. The prize where their snack at the time of Chazal was their type of snack, was something that's got a sweet filling. Be'enochanami, a cracker and chocolate cake, that would be called Pasuk B'Kisdin. The other one will say, no, I hold a cracker was a snack at the time, but I'm not arguing the other two things, Memul and Nilish is also considered Pasuk B'Kisdin. And the third shittah will hold the same, they're all holding each other. So, we'll come back to that in a second. The other shittahs hold, which most places will say, no, they argue with each other. Meaning they argue with each other ad kedekach that the one who says that a rogula is mazoinos, he holds a cracker and chocolate cake are hamaitzi. They hold it hamaitzi. They say this is considered pasuk b'kisdin. What is pasuk b'kisdin? That is a snack. These two things are hamaitzi. According to that, you make hamaitzi. The ones who say the Rambam who says a sweet dough. That is mazonos. He'll say, no. A rogel and a cracker, those are hamaitzi. And so what I did, the Rav Haigon that holds that this is mazonos, holds these two are hamaitzi.
Oh.
So, let's ask, finish as the following question. Let's ask the following. So what would happen, interesting, what would happen if I would eat all three of these? What bracha chayna do I make?
Hamaitzi?
No. Mazonos you make. So why do we make mazonos? Because each one's a sofik, whether it's hamaitzi or mazonos. So misofik we make mazonos. That's shun off pastel halacha kedivri kulam. And maybe you always make a mazonos. What bracha chayna are you going to make now?
I'm making a bracha chayna.
Do you hear the question? What's the question over here?
I'm making
a mazonos. You make a mazonos. You make a mazonos.
Why? What's the shayla? Meaning, if you hold that each shitter holds of each other, they all agree with each other, so pashut. According to every shitter, everything's mezonos and alameka. Very good. But according to the other shitters that holds, that each one holds the other ones I might see, so it comes out, if I've had all three, according to every shitter, I've had bread. So made off the bench. She came out. There was a guy in the kitchen of that I found that says, do we take a pass? I don't think so. But the Maisa, just for understanding of it, that's what Lechera should come out. Correct. That means, and Anachanami means you make mezonos in each one, even though two shittas might hold. It's Hamoitzi, but Anachanami, Halachadivikula means each one is soft, but you make mezonos on it. But Lavdak with the Bracha Choyna, Halachadivikula can mean, yeah, either way, what bracha do I make on it? I make a bracha berurah as mezonos. The Hefshe Anachanami at the end, if I've had all three, Anachanami, now I've had all three, I'll be masking that you bet. Now, so, the question is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch carries on and he says like this. He's actually talking about eating blintzes at the end of the meal, but similar thing. If he eat them in the middle of a sudda, so no one would argue that any of these three things, if I decide to sit down and I make a moitzi and I'm having a meal, I'm halfway through my meal and I feel all this savoury, I've had enough of it now. Now I feel like some good, like cake or crackers or whatever. If I'm having that to finish off my meal, Maskin, he says, you won't make any bracha, you'll continue and you make because Muslim and that. Okay. Because if I'm not having it to fill myself, I'm not having it to spear myself. I'm having it what, as a mistake, because I want to sweeten it then, instead of having my ice cream, I'm having cake. What does he say? You need a bracha beforehand, you need a bracha beforehand, and you don't need a bracha afterwards. You make a mezonos, and you don't need a bracha achoyim afterwards, because as we know, whatever you have during the meal, come what may be, whether it's your grape that you have to make eitz on, or your chocolate and sweets you have, you make shahakal, and you have a full shear of them, however much you have, birchas hamazon, since you've had it during the meal, memela, birchas hamazon patters all. So everything's part of the birchas hamazon. So birchas hamazon, we're not discussing, that for sure you make. The question is, he's saying that if I'm having my chocolate cake as my dessert, I have to make a bracha mezonos on it. Now, let's understand this. Let's try and understand what exactly we're doing here. L'chayim. If we take on that the all the shitters agree with each other, right? If all shitters agree with each other, so then what? So then, yeah, so very good. So each one's mezonos, there's no shame. Okay. Where's the problem going to be? The problem's going to be if we say they don't hold each other. What's going to be the problem? The problem is as follows. The problem is, let's say I decide I want to have this struggle for my dessert. Right? Okay. So the question is, do I make a bracha or don't I make a bracha? I'm having it as a dessert now. So I'll make a bracha over it. The shame is going to be as follows. The problem's going to be, if I'm going to have that for dessert, so he says you make a bracha. One said, what bracha am I going to make on it? I'm going to make a mezonos on it. Because, why am I going to make a mezonos? Because the Rashba holds that if it's got a sweet filling, you make mezonos. So we're going to make a mezonos on it. But according to the Rambam of Haigon, the other two shitters, the whole, this is Passover, because then they argue with each other. According to them, what is this? This is a mitzvah. I've made a mitzvah at the beginning of the meal. So how can I not make a mezonos if I've already made a moitzi? I'm making a bracha on something I've made a bracha on already. According to one shitter, you're right. It's 100% mezonos, it's not a moitzi. Fine. According to that shitter, I'm doing fine. According to the other two shitters, this is a moitzi. So how can I make a mezonos if I've made a bracha already on it? According to two shitters, I've made my bracha already on it.
Why are you having nothing?
What?
Why are you having nothing in practice?
Why do I...
See, you're always getting something on the brachas.
If what?
Whenever you eat a cracker now, not in the middle of the meal, eat a cracker now.
No, because the Maisa, that's as you said, the Shulchan Aruch passed, there's a lot of good to be Kulam, we pass all of them in Suffolk, you make a mezonos on each one.
Why are you allowed to get yourself in Suffolk?
What?
Why are you allowed to get yourself in Suffolk?
No, it's not Suffolk, something. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and the lock of the Kulam, and that's
it.
Right? Okay. So, the problem is, in else, anyway, it's worse. The reason is because when I have it before Suda, I'm making one bracha here. It's either mezonos or mezonos. What bracha do I make? So misafik, we go down the diagonal, we say, you can't make mitzvah, mitzvah is your high.
You're
making, what? I have to make a bracha here. The din is, what bracha do I make? I make a mezonos. Right? Because I have to make a bracha. Which bracha do I make? Says the Shulchan, I have to make a mezonos. My problem is over here, if I've made a mitzvah already, so I can't make a bracha which I've already made a mitzvah. So I've made a bracha already. So it could be on this rambla, I've already made a bracha. So how can I make a mezonos on it according to the Rambam?
I thought you
have
to
bench.
Yeah, I want
me to push it. Right? So, that's the question. The Baisa. So, the Be'er Halacha discusses this, and this is the Baisa the Be'er Halacha comes out, he says like this. He says, if we're discussing a type of food, a type of thing that has all three tonight, meaning it's something, let's say like an apple pie, that's got a strong, an apple pie, something that's got a strong, proper base to it, a thick base to it, so it's got like a crackery base, plus it's got a filling, it's got fruit inside it, and the actual dough itself is a sweet dough, right? It's made from a proper base or whatever it's made, proper dough. If so, if I'm having an apple that comes out, in the cake itself, I've got all three to know that I need to make a passive barbecue, isn't it? So even if all three shitters argue with each other, at the end of the day when I have my apple pie, everyone agrees that it's got an element of mezonos in it. So it says that they're not in such a case, we make mezonos. Do you know what I'm saying? If in this cake it's got all three to nine together, it's a sweet dough, and it's got a sweetener, and it's crumbly, it breaks, if so, you make a mezonos because it's got all three. No, it's a Jerusalem. Jerusalem, everything's patterned with Brichas Mos. That is what the B.R.F. says in the Mice. Then he wants to say, because they're holding each other, etc., he says this. He says, if you have something that is just filled with papers, if it's got a pocket, it's sweet, he says, like a rogula. He says, on this, he says, Hamavarech alayah b'soich ha-sudah, lo yehifsit. You make a bracha during the sudah on this, mezonos, you lo yehifsit. Why? What's the sefer? Why put that and not the cracker and the chunky? So he says, the reason is, the mashma, the rov poskim, sovereign king, deserve paskistin. Because rov poskim holds that a filler, that's passive baba kistin. Rov poskim holds it. So if you make mezonos, you're going like rov poskim. But on the other hand, he says, lo yehifsit. Yeah, understand. So someone's person, some will say that the mice depends. What am I having over here? If I'm having all three in one, I've had you make a mezonos. He's saying if you have just the rogel that's got a filling, lo yehifsit. So I've seen brought down so of a falak and others wants him, Zeis of Brach as well, he wants to bring down from other poskim, wants to say that if it's got two together, which two? A filling and a sweet dough, then avadi you can make a mezonos. That's what he wants to say. Some will argue and some will say no. The ma'aseh the bottom of the bi'alacha is has to have all three to none. Some will say no. As long as it's got a sweet dough. In other words, let's imagine this rogel attacker has a sweet dough. So because it's got the two to none together, so you can make a mezonos. Why can make a mezonos? Because at the end of the day, rov poskim, he's already said many poskim hold just the filler itself is considered a mezonos according to many shittos. So now that I've got the sweet dough as well, I've added on that shaker as well. That's the sweet dough, it's the Rambam. And this about a cracker, it's not crumbly. Meister Surah Paikon, they say it's a Das Yechidah anyway. So that's what something many want to say, that you've got most poskim that agree that at least two together, that's where you can make a mezonos. So the question we're going to ask now is, okay, fine, very good, that's what the Be'alach is. The Meister, let's just finish off with some eights. So what are we going to say, what are we going to do, Taka, if I'm having my chocolate cake. So what do I do to myself? Now I've got my chocolate cake and I want to eat it for dessert. What should I do?
Don't come it really.
What?
Should
say buy it? No, I want it. I'm restricted to what I want for back and up for dessert. I want my chocolate cake for dessert.
You should say
buy
it and
dessert
on it.
Okay, I'm
with you. Fashionable. So, eat it with ham. Okay. One eats is very simple. Take a bit of busy. Make a mezonos. No one's going to argue that business in the middle of the meal, it's not there to fill you up. Yeah, it's a sweet thing. It's not for sure it's mezonos. It's got nothing to do with bread. It's not a mighty. Take a piece of business and make mezonos on it. One eight. Second eight says, at the beginning of the, before you start the suda, Make must take a bit of cake, draw because eyes, because then you're ready to get in Sophic Rock or coin. Take a bit of cake and make a mosaic at the beginning of the sudder. I know I'm going to have cake at the end of the sudder. Before you start the sudder, take a piece of cake and make mosaic on it. Second answer. Third eight says, when you make hamaitzi, have kavana that you're going, you're mechavan that you're going to have this at the end of the meal. That helps, because I'm having kavana that includes in the ma'amid is this cake as well. Might be hamaitzi, might be mosaic. That will patch up. The other eight says, is, what you could do is, and the Prabhupada also brings this answer, is the answer is, you can take a piece of chocolate and make shakal on it. Why? Because the mitzvah shakal patterns everything. Shakal, but the other patterns everything. I've got an answer, I don't know what to do here. So maybe take a piece of chocolate and make a shakal on the piece of chocolate and be mechavan to the mitzvah, the cake. You know, he says, even if you've got a piece of cream cake, it's not baked together. You've got cake and you've got cream inside it. What you could do is forget the chocolate. Take a bit of the, normally we're always worried about ikka and tofu. Take a bit of the cream, make charcoal on it, and then you pattern the cake. That would be the answer.
When you said about when you make a mochi to having kavana for whatever you're going to have at the end of the meal,
yeah.
Ask them, you don't know what's going to come at the end of the meal.
Okay, fine. So you're mechavim, you have whatever's going to come, whether it's going to be cake, whatever it might be, I'm mechavim for it. And then maybe you pat yourself. Yeah? So, I'll just finish with one interesting shayla, and that is, a very interesting shayla is, based on this bi'alacha, so my Rav Eretz Yisrael told me a very interesting shayla, he asked, we'll just say that it's a shayla, not the Torah, it's a shuvah. He asked the following shayla to Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbi Yashav. He said, Lamaita, according to what we said over here, it comes out that you've got a whole sofik during a meal, what are you supposed to do? Yeah. Why? Because Klapi Shmaya Galia, this cake that I'm having, this biscuit or cake that I'm having, might be hamoitzi.
Yeah.
So therefore, we're worried you can't make mazonos because maybe I've made hamoitzi. Yeah. So it comes out, it might be hamoitzi. Yeah. But we don't make hamoitzi, we've made hamoitzi already, so therefore we can't make a profit during the sudden. Okay, very good. So I go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning, and I'm going to make, have a piece of cake,
right.
And I make mazonos on it.
Yeah.
Right? Right? And then I go and have an aikichel with a bit of herring.
Yeah.
What bracha do you make on the herring?
Shack.
And I tell you make shack on the herring, yeah? So you're making shakal and herring.
Yeah.
How do you shakal and herring? I've just had a piece of bread.
What?
If you make on bread, I'm busy having mazonos, you yoitza, right?
Yeah.
Because everything's patterned from the bread.
Yeah.
But according to Klapi Shmaya Galia, this rogola that I'm having now, but Klapi Shmaya Galia, this might be mazonos. I'm waiting, according to some chips, this is hamoitzi.
Yeah.
If so, I've had bread.
Yeah.
So if so, why do I have to make a broch on my herring? Depends whether it's ikka tov, because it's during a sudda. Yes, no, I don't know what the... But again, but here we say it's not soft brocha. First of all, you've got the person who say they don't agree with each other. And what's a soft brocha? And then at the end of the day, would you be getting something soft brocha?